speed up live updates of your kernel and still be able to keep, for instance, virtual machines alive while you're doing the live update of the kernel on the host. There may be in-memory file system that you want to keep its contents, for instance, a huge TLBFS with lots of data, and you don't want to lose that data when you do the update of your kernel. You want to keep PCI devices configuration. There is no reason to reread PCI config space because you did reboot. It didn't change. There are VFI attached to virtual machines that can continue doing DMAs during the live update of the kernel. But when kernel reboots, their state becomes cleared and they restart from the very beginning. So VMs get disconnected from their IOs. And there may be different use cases as well. For example, the first driving use case for persistent memory across KExec was a PRAM suggested by Virtuoso, that they wanted to create a version of TempFS that would be persistent during KExec and will survive reboots, so that when you use Creo to checkpoint and restore your applications, you could store the checkpoints in that TempFS that persisted that is persisted over reboots, and then restoring the application contents would be much faster than doing a cold reboot and then going to the disks and so on. So over the years, starting from 2013, there were a couple of proposals how to preserve memory contents. There was PRAM, there was PSRAM, there were different proposals of memory allocators that would be aware of state persistence and would allow you to somehow pass metadata from one kernel to another, and then the memory that would be allocated from the allocators will survive KExec. And the latest proposal for memory persistence over KExec was KExec handover mechanism, which we'll expand in this presentation, and the guest MemFS. So I'll upload the slides, these links are live to the discussions on the Linux kernel mailing list. So what is KExec handover, or KHO? It's a framework for serialization and deserialization of the state that KHO users can call and can register their callbacks into with KHO, and when KHO calls these callbacks, the users decide what data they want to serialize, and on the boot of the next kernel they decide what data they want to deserialize. KHO provides ability to save arbitrary properties, and also provides ability to save arbitrary memory ranges that are guaranteed in some way to survive KExec. In a sense, this is similar to Zen Live Update approach they implemented with Zen Breadcrumbs.